Now, how do you explain that to people when we're seeing at least over 100,000 people who have died from this virus across the country?
Right. The church, I'm not oblivious to the virus and the statistics. I'm not clueless to the numbers of those who have died in New York and California and 100,000 people nationwide. But I know that God's word is bigger than any virus, and that prayer and an open church can get us through this. I have a problem now. All of a sudden, the church is the most dangerous place in town.
If a member of your church contracted COVID-19 and somehow dies, and,
right,
you know, has come to church,
right,
you know, really feels, you know,
well, if someone contracted COVID-19 and actually died, we still gonna trust God. The God we serve is able, but if not, but all of a sudden now nobody thinks about catching the disease at Walmart, Lowe's, or at the bar, or at the beach, or at the liquor store. Nobody worries about catching the church in these pagan areas. But all of a sudden, we can't sit next to somebody that we worship with for 20 years. No, no. I think the devil is using this to poison people's mind.